This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's the author of Fatigue to Fantastic, which is a book many of you are familiar with, and an expert on chronic fatigue syndrome and nutrition and fibromyalgia, and just a really well-informed guy on the integrative medicine front. In part one, we talked about why you may want to tune out the media when it comes to getting messages about the efficacy of nutrition and supplements. And certainly there have been confusing messages about diet. We heard so much in the 70s and 80s about the low-fat diet turned into a mania. How low can you go? That was an absolute catastrophe for the health of Americans. So, Jacob, what are some of the better channels to, where you can obtain information?
Well, when you're looking for what I call trusted sources, you need to look at what they're trusted in. So, for example, if I want to know about what standard medicine is recommending for a specific illness, I'll go to Mayo Clinic's, Harvard's website, I'll go to Wikipedia, and that will tell me what standard medicine is recommending. But say I want to know about herbals or non-standard medical alternatives or even medical alternatives that are cheaper, I'm not going to go to those sites because I'm going to get total misinformation. Mm-hmm. So for those, I'm going to go places like Life Extension Foundation, for example, would be one good source. People know that for having it in English, they're going to go to Dr. Oz. It's a simple thing. There's a wonderful app called Cures A to Z. So C-U-R-E-S. And capital A dash C. It's a phone app. It's a free app. It's got a $2 upgrade. So it's basically free. And you can look up anything from acne to zoster. And it will say, and it's all, here's what the research shows. It's, will give some medications that are good, but mostly it's going to talk about natural alternatives and, what the best ones are. And because for any given condition, there may be 100 things that have been shown in the research to be helpful. It blows my mind when I look up cancer. But most kinds of cancers, there are all these studies of natural things, I mean, literally dozens for each kind a lot of times, that have been shown to be more effective than the chemo, but they're cheap, so you won't hear about them. So for most health conditions, the Cures A to Z app is another trusted source. So that Life Extension, what are your favorites?
Well, to be a little self-serving, I think Intelligent Medicine does a fairly good job of covering the ground on some of the important issues, such as the one we're discussing today. I also like Science Daily. And Science Daily is, in terms of its nutrition reporting, generally fairly unbiased. You know, that's actually where I get some of my information. I also sometimes follow dispatches from Alliance for Natural Health. They have good science reporting, and they also have good critical reporting on sometimes the negative reporting that's issued by the media. They actually have a fairly good critique that I just posted at on my Facebook page of that Journal of the American College of Cardiology study by a guy who's Dr. Rob Verkirk, who's English, and he's got a real great science background, and he kind of slices and dices the statistics and how statistics can be manipulated. You know, you quoted Mark Twain last hour, and Mark Twain once said, there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. And, you know, so it's a great expression because, you know, you can tease and torture data such that you know, one study with the same data will conclude diametrically opposed from another study that, you know, says the opposite. You know, the mm-hmm. Earth is flat, the Earth is round. You know, take your pick. We've got the data that, you know, that you can torture in some way. So those are some of the sources that that I like to follow. And then there's the, you know, there's the journals. You know, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition has good stuff. You know, again, it's not pro-vitamin. So, you know, and I like that in a way because, you know, I like to bring a little skepticism to this field because not everything is like rah, rah, rah when it comes to supplements. Sometimes the supplements we believe to have worked, maybe they don't work as well as we thought. So, okay, we have to revise our thinking. It's an evolving field. And we're scientists, so we're not just, you know, ideologues.
Indeed. And Medscape also, I find to be surprisingly, you know, because they do a lot of drug company advertising, but they'll give both sides a lot. So Medscape's another one that I like. So there's a lot of good places to get information. And what I'd like to do is to talk to people about an approach to healthcare system, because most of us have grown up and lived in a system where the whole focus has been on pharmaceuticals and surgery. Yep. It's as if we have a toolkit, and they've basically said every tool in the toolkit, there are no tools in the toolkit. It's all quackery except for hammers. That's the only tool. Anybody uses anything but a hammer, they're a quack. And the hammer is pharmaceuticals and surgery. But we have a whole healthcare toolkit that works really well. So what I'd like to do is give the listener a way to organize that toolkit to figure out how to approach each condition that they have. And maybe we can take some of the most common conditions that are horribly treated, such as pain, diabetes, things like that, and take a look at that. So when you're looking, if you have a health condition, there are four main areas to approach to get well. And what I'm finding is that there's very little that can't be effectively treated. I mean, if you have late-stage cancer and you weigh 40 pounds, you know, hold on because you're going. But, you know, but most of these things, if you catch them at a reasonable time, are reversible or at least effectively treatable. But what you want to do is you want to break it into four categories, four main toolkits. The first one would be biochemistry.
Okay.
That includes things like nutrients, herbals, and medications. And I'm not against medications. I'm just against the insane way that they're used in this country.
So the intelligent deployment of medications, where appropriate, conservatively, and with an ounce of skepticism.
When applied based on the science, and not looking at, is this statistically significant, but is it clinically worthwhile and validated by the data? Mm-hmm. So metformin, for example, is a very good medication.
Yep.
That's the only diabetes medication that I use and that I recommend for most adult diabetics. On the other hand, you also have herbals. My newest book is called Diabetes is Optional, because it is. And there's an herb called Hintonia latiflora. It's available as Sucantrell D.
And say that again, because you say that kind of fast. As the it's kind of a botanical name that's a little hard, but there's a product name for it.
Yep, Sucantrell, Sucontral, and then capital D. It's the herb Hintonia. It's been shown in about a dozen studies now that it lowers the glycosylated hemoglobin by about 1%, which is the difference in many people between being diabetic and not being diabetic.
That's huge. Go ahead.
And there's a host of other natural things as well that you can do for that. So vitamin D deficiency, magnesium deficiency, these are major players for people. The diabetes, well, why don't we start with diabetes instead of the pain then? You know, diabetes used to be very rare. Probably less than 1% of the population had diabetes until we bring in the Western diet with 140 pounds of sugar, 18% white flour, you know, per year. And now we're looking at about one-third of people being slated to develop diabetes, but that this used to be very rare. Tulsa said it is optional, and it traces back to the loss of magnesium, vitamin D deficiency from the insane advice to avoid sunshine, hormonal deficiencies from the chemicals in the environment, especially thyroid and testosterone. These are just some of the things that are major contributors. They're not hard to address. And when you address high testosterone in women or low testosterone in men, even if the blood tests are normal, when you optimize thyroid, you give the magnesium, the vitamin D, you give the Sucontrol D, cut back the sugar, increase the fiber, get some exercise, and some weight loss, which is easier when you do the rest of these things. Over 85% of cases of diabetes go away.
And this is all still under the rubric of biochemistry. These are assisting the biochemistry.
For biochemistry and exercise. So in these two areas, there's not really a role for the surgery or that much for the structural things. But in this case, we fall under the rubric of the biochemistry and then the mind-body, which should be exercise, basically lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So those two simple areas. And then I will add the metformin. Most of the other diabetes medications, insulin in child diabetes, but in adult diabetes, the insulin actually makes the problem much worse in the long term because it makes people gain weight, which then causes more insulin resistance.
Yeah.
So you may need it in the short term, but it's a horrible long-term solution. For children with diabetes, it's a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the other medications have been shown that as soon as the patent wears off, suddenly they become aware of all the studies showing that it kills more people than it helps.
Right. So, coincidence. How is that possible?
Yeah, it's just, right. It's just amazing, yeah. Odd thing, but who would have thought, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you look at these things, very treatable. Looking at pain, where you use the whole thing, because we're talking about biochemistry. I talked about the Curamin, which is more effective for arthritis than the Celebrex and head-on studies. There's a host of things. Each kind of pain is different. It's like a different warning light on your car's dashboard. The oil light goes on. You put oil in the car, it goes out.
And that's in your book, Pain 1-2-3, that you address.
Pain-free 1-2-3.
Right. Pain-free 1-2-3.
Yeah, and the cure's aid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and biophysics. So you have biochemistry, you've got biophysics. We look at things like acupuncture that can be helpful for some conditions, but frequency-specific microcurrent, a wonderful treatment for pain, even with severe chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
You look at structural issues, things like chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation, myofascial release, a whole host of structural things that will help release the pain. Because most of the pain comes from tight muscles and ligaments and connective tissue. When you stretch and release them, then the pain goes away. The problem is, if you don't treat the underlying energy deficiency or inflammation, it'll come right back after a couple hours or days.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go ahead and address those pieces of it too. Mind, body, spirit. You know, there's a reason some people are called a pain in the back or even lower. And
they inflict pain and they're in pain.
And they are a pain. And the treating those things can make a big, big difference in terms of the pain. So sometimes just having a good hissy fit is not a bad thing, to let the anger out and to express it. Here's the key thing. When you're wandering through trusted sources and try to figure out what's best for you. Because what I'm giving is, there's a whole big toolkit out there that most people aren't even aware of. How do you tell? If I could give people one simple trick or clue, it would be this. How does it feel to you? And most of us, our intuition is a really good way of telling. We're so bombarded with misinformation that the brain is just going to repeat that back to us. The brain's like a computer, garbage in, garbage out. It's a very good tool. But how something feels to you is a really good indicator of whether it's accurate for you and the best thing for you. So question number one, how does it feel? Question two, how is that working out for you? So if it feels good and it's working out for you, that's the direction I recommend people take, because that's their intuition, whether you want to call it your soul, your spirit, your intuitive sense, pick whatever name you want. But that's how you tell us something is authentic to you.
And that argues for not for a one-size-fits-all approach of standard medicine, you know, like a cookie-cutter approach. It really argues for different strokes for different folks, and people respond to different modalities.
Absolutely. Now, some people say, well, heroin feels good, yeah, but then how's it working out for you? Is question number two.
Right.
In the long term, it doesn't feel so good.
Yep.
You know, that Twinkie will feel good for about 45 minutes, and then you feel like caca.
Right.
So how does it feel? How's it working out for you? If you trust to follow your feelings on how things are and then see how's that working out for you, you will have the key tools you need to navigate, not just through the healthcare system, but through life in general.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. We stress our bodies all the time at the cellular level with overeating, lack of sleep, and lack of exercise. These stressors damage our cells, depleting a vital coenzyme for cellular health called NAD. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to increase NAD, which supports your cellular resilience and energizes your cells to help maintain your cellular health. True Niagen Pro, cellular defense for life. For more information and to purchase, go to drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. That's True, T-R-U, drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. To recap, the four main approaches to wellness include?
Biochemistry, which includes nutrition, herbals, and medications. Biophysics, which includes all these realms of energy medicine. For allergies, for example, a technique called NAET, frequency-specific microcurrent for pain, acupressure, chakra work, the whole realm of energy medicine, biophysics.
Mm-hmm.
The third is structural, where you actually release the body tissues that are out of alignment and tight, stretch the muscles. Surgery falls under structural as well. And then the fourth would be the mind, body, spirit, lifestyle kind of things.
That's a nice formulation that really kind of covers the ground. So when it comes to accessing your resources, I didn't realize you have a new book, Diabetes is Optional. Tell us about the book and how people can obtain it.
Just on Amazon. It's a nice, simple, short, easy read that goes through why we're seeing the epidemic of diabetes. And knowing what the causes are, is there how you can treat it and make it go away. Because, again, this research shows that over 85% of diabetes can be reversed, even just by weight gain alone. But you can't lose the weight until you've optimized these other areas of nutritional support, herbal support, getting your insulin sensitivity back, optimizing thyroid, even testosterone levels. For men, low testosterone, major trigger for metabolic syndrome. That's diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. That combo. So if you have
absolutely
those
concur. I'm very much on board with that, yeah.
Now check your testosterone level. If it's under 500, you know, the normal range, they'll say it's normal if it's over 200 something. But it's important to understand what normal ranges mean. And this is an analogy I gave Dr. Oz that he likes to run with, is that a normal range is a statistical thing. They take 100 people, the 95 in the middle are defined as normal. So normal range for shoe sizes would be size 6 to 13. Now, in Hawaii, we take our shoes off at the door and say, I got the wrong pair of shoes, and I'm walking out in a size 7. I go to the shoe doctor. The shoe doctor says, nothing wrong with your shoe, Jacob. It's in the normal range. It's a size 7. And I say, my toe doesn't fit in the thing. And he says, you're crazy. It's in the normal range. There's nothing wrong with your shoe.
Right.
That's a pretty much exact analogy to what is happening and how we interpret blood tests. If your testosterone is under 500 or even 540, and if you have loss of libido, loss of function, if you don't have much motivation, if you've got a spare tire around your weight, around your waist, cholesterol going up, blood pressure going up, these are all symptoms of testosterone deficiency. You give bioidentical testosterone, either the creams, and you don't have to. You know, it's funny, the pharmaceutical companies seem to think they have you by the cahoonies, you know, when it comes to testosterone, and they'll charge $800 a month for this stuff, which is some crazy amount. And you can get it for $30 a month from a compounding pharmacy.
Apropos of that, I just saw an ad for on TV, and you probably, I guess you're on a TV diet, so you're not watching a lot of TV, but I was watching TV. I'm guilty. I get sucked in. So I was watching TV, and they had an ad for something called Vascepa. Well, Vascepa, you know, the key to that is that the last three letters are EPA. And what it is it's pure pharmaceutical EPA. And they're pushing it on TV. They say, you know, ask your doctor about Vascepa. So I just, I did a little search. I said, let me check the price of this stuff. $350, but with a, quote, free coupon, you can get a discount. That'll set you back only $300 per month, mm-hmm. 1 month's dose. So there you have it.
Yeah. It's insane. For fish oil things, I have people use a product called Fect Omega because one pill replaces over seven big fish oil capsules without the fish perks. And I don't like people taking handfuls of pills all day. And I'm going to guess it's probably like 40 cents a day or something, you mm-hmm. know, instead mm-hmm. of your 350. And probably gives much more benefit than that.
Yeah, because so it's got DHA in it, which we know is really important. We don't want to, it's kind of like turning, it's like the Wonder Bread equivalent of fish oil, highly purified fish oil that's got the DHA distilled out of it. It's really wrong-headed.
Yeah, it's not wrong-headed, John. It's made to be profitable. Mm. Has nothing to do with science, or very little. Has even less to do with sanity. As long as you realize, for that kind of stuff, it's all about the profit. Mm-hmm. And that's what the drug companies are in, and that's their job. It's their job to make money. They're nice people and they're doing their job well. And the news media, basically, their writers' job is to get the advertisers mm-hmm. happy. And they're all doing their job, but their job isn't what benefits us. So I'm going to wish them a good day and to stay the hell out of my life.
Well, yeah, and you know, I think that this is an important message. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a grassroots movement in the United States. And, you know, it's not the Tea Party, and it's not necessarily Bernie Sanders. It's a grassroots movement to recover our health. And it really comprises both ends of the political spectrum. You know, you can be clean and green and natural and espouse any kind of political belief. But Americans are really trying to take back their health. And they're coming to it with, as you said, a great deal of skepticism about the establishment. And the establishment is we used to call it the military-industrial complex. Now it's sort of the pharmaco-medical media complex. And it's a complex, and it really kind of keeps us in a form of subjugation. And people are voting with their feet, which is what you're advocating for.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't blame these folks. They're nice people doing their job of making money. But it's not our job. It's to go ahead and have a life we love and get the correct information that will do us the most good and to keep a sense of humor with it, because it's just what's out there. And like you say, vote with your feet, vote with your pocketbook, and just turn the stuff off. It's just nonsense.
And turn the stuff off. Well, we'd like to turn some more of your stuff on. You've got some great information on your websites, and what are some of the resources that people can find out about?
My focus is treating chronic pain and also fibromyalgia. We treat people from all over the world with fibromyalgia, and our study showed that 91% of people improve, usually markedly. The website, www.vitality101.com, will have a lot of free tools that can help people, including a free quiz that'll determine how to optimize energy production so you can recover. We do have another website, endfatigue.com. Mm-hmm. That's where I do sell supplements as well, so that's just a sales pitch one. But the information is at the vitality101.com, the 101.com.
Great. And on a final note, you know, when I arranged this interview, they said something about you were seeing patients, and I wasn't sure that you're still in the business of seeing patients. Can patients actually see you? Can they communicate with you remotely? Because, you know, it's a hell of a trip to Maui, and Maui's such a it's such a blighted place. I'm not sure I'd want to trek out to the Big Island, you know, where you're hanging out. I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's actually beautiful here right now. But ignore the media on that. It's just take, you know, my wife and I want to take a boat ride and watch the lava flowing into the ocean. But I treat people from all over the world. We can treat people by phone as well. Mm-hmm. And because this is about fibromyalgia, biochemical disease. For information on an appointment, you can email Sarah And her email address is appointments, with an S at the end, at endfatigue.com. So E-N like Nancy, D, fatigue.com.
And more information probably at the websites, vitality101.com, endfatigue.com. Hey, thanks for spending part of your morning with us. You know, here at New York, it's the afternoon, and out by you, it's the sun just coming up due to the change in time. And enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for joining us.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.